Bezlash Mizbeach, we begin Perg Shish, the sixth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Sha'avos of Tumas and the laws of all the other primary categories of Tumas in the Sefer Torah and Book of Purity. When this Perg, the Rambam discusses that which is of rabbinic origin, and it's similar to two out of the third halachas that we're discussing of Avos Tumas. In this Perg, that of the Tumas Sheretz, as the Rambam said in the opening words of these halachas, which in the Rambam begins halacha Alf regarding what we're discussing over here, that of Tumah Avod Zarah, the Tumah that relates to that of idolatry, which is rabbinic, and also later on regarding Tumah Bechiburim, regarding Tumah as it has regarding things that are connected to it. So the Rambam begins halacha Aleph, what is the Tumah and what its different components. So Tumah Avod Zarah Medibur Seifim, the Tumah of idolatry that it contaminates, this idol, is from rabbinic law, but V'yesh Lo Remez B'Torah, but it has an allusion in the Torah, a pasuk in Bereishis. Hasidu esalihe anecha asher b'seichem, remove the foreign god that is amongst you, v'hitaharu, and you'll be purified. So you see that it idolatry contaminates. V'chalivasim l'seichem, and you change your clothing. Now, v'arba aves ha-tumas yeshba. Now, there's four primary categories of tumah in the halachas of Avodah Zarah. You have Avodah Zarah ba'atzma, you have the idol itself, you have mishum sheho, you have its accessories, those vessels that are used in the utility of servicing the Avodah Zarah, mitikurei b'shalah, and its sacrifices, the yayin shenes nasakla, and the wine that poured as a libation for it. Now, the tumas kulam, the tumah of all of them, is midabrem is from rabbinic law. Halacha Beis discusses the second category of mishum sheho, of the accessories. So Avodah Zarah atzma, so the idolatry, I mean, and the idolatry itself. So Avodah Zarah atzma, the Avodah Zarah itself, is metama odem mekin b'maka, contaminates the person and the vessels by touch, ukli cheres ba'aver, and the earthenware vessel in its ear space, but ve'in metama b'masa, but does not contaminate by carrying kasheretz, like sheretz, because shenema, and this is why the Rambam said, Avodah Zarah, although we say it's rabbinic, and we actually take the leniencies of all of them, but the primary allusion is, like it says the post in the bottom, regarding Avodah Zarah, it says, shaketz to shaketzen, there should be an abomination, but it sounds like its halacha should be like a sheketz, which is the halachas of sheretz, and therefore, it does not contaminate b'masa like a sheretz. Now, at the same time, Mishiru Kazais, although Sheretz has a smaller minimum measurement, but the measurement is like that of an aleph, because Leiti Yizu Chamur Menemes, we're not going to make a Avodah Zarah, which is rabbinic, more severe than the tumah of a corpse, which its minimum is a Kazais. It has to be at least the size of an aleph. Now, Avalam Haisa Tzuda Pachuzim Kazais, but if let's say its form of the idol was less than an aleph size, then Tar, it's going to be Tar. Halacha Gimel, now it cuts its Avim Menef. Let's say they cut off a limb from that idol. Even if it was as big as the wood that's put on the neck of the donkey to make it go in the right direction, how is it tar? Even though it has like the ox goad, it's going to be tar. The reason for that is shavu dizar in the matam levarim, because the idolatry does not contaminate by limbs. Elatzur kulik sheishlim, only if it has the whole full form of the idol. Like it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, tizrim, you should throw it away, kamaydava, like a menstruating woman. To teach you, Magdaba in Matama Lebram, just like the Nida, does not contaminate limbs, only the full woman of Avodah Zarah in Matama Lebram. So too, the idol does not contaminate by its limbs. Which, as the Rambam explains, Kikuli Avodah Zarah Tumas Danaba. We treated the halachas of Avodah Zarah like all the leniencies of all the primary categories of Tumah. And the reason for that is Mishnah Tumas of Devarim, because ultimately the Tumah of idolatry is rabbinic. Sasuka Sheretz, they made it on the one hand like a Sheretz, Sheinim Tam Masa, which the leniency does not contaminate by carrying it. At the same time, Kameis, like a dead person, Sheinim Tam Legazais, which you can only contaminate if it has the minimum of an aleph. And a Kanida, and at the same time, like a menstruating woman, Sheinim Tam Legazais, which does not contaminate parts, in contrast to that of, let's say, Sheretz, or that of a mess. So each one, we took the leniency of either one of them. Halacha Dal, Nisporka Vidazar. Let's say the idol was taken apart. Although it's made up of parts, and or even a regular person can put it back together again, and all its limbs are there, still in the time it's not going to contaminate again, only if it's the full intact idol. All accessories of Avodah Zarah, our kasherets, are like the laws of sherets, which it's going to contaminate a person or vessels by touch, an earthenware vessel in its ear space, and it does not contaminate by carrying it. But now, Vashir Tumasam Bekazais, as we said before, the measurement of its tumah is going to be the size of an olive, like it is by mess. Now, but Vafilik Kotz's Misham Mishel Kazais Melakli. Now, here is where it's different. Even if you cut off from its accessory, as long as it's an olive sized piece of that vessel, Mitamek Hasheretz actually will contaminate like a Hasheretz. And Zuchim Misham Mishel Yusim Avodah Zarah Atzma, this actually is stringency by the accessory more than the idol itself, which only regarding the idol that we compare it to the Nida, which is not Mitamek Be'Evarim. But regarding the Misham Shel, we don't have that leniency. Now, the actual house, the actual house of worship of the idol, it's stones and it's wood and it's earth, contaminates it by touch the size of an olive, like all accessories, which again, even if it's just an olive size and not the whole thing, it's going to contaminate. If someone sticks his head and the majority of his body into the house of worship of an idol, he becomes tummy like touching. So to an earthen vessel, that its ear space went into the house of idol worship, nitma becomes tummy. Safsalim the katedrois, the benches and the chairs, Sheikhnas Rum Labis of Adzar, the majority of it went into the house of idol worship. Again, Tamim they can become tummy, the kulam Rishon Tumah, and all these are going to become a Rishon Tumah because they're touching an Avatumah, which is the house of worship, which is the Mesham Sheha, the accessories of Adzar. Lachazan continues regarding that of the other two categories, of Yai Nesach and of Tekrevis of Adzar and the sacrifices of the idol. So Tekrevis of Adzar, regarding the sacrifices of idolatry, mitama b'maga b'masa k'nevela. So those sacrifices, they contaminate by touch and by carrying, like a nevela, like a dead animal is. The shiur b'gezayis and its measurement the size of an olive. Now, kol d'mishem akubin lo, whatever they sacrifice for the idol, bein basar, whether it's meat, bein shar chol b'mashkin, whether it's other food items or beverages, hakol k'nevela, it's all treated like a dead animal. Shakos of karam, because the pasuk calls them and tell them zivchei mesim, which literally means to say the sacrifice of the dead, which there it's going to have halacha like a dead animal. Now, v'av, which is what they're sacrificing, which is what food is, which is from an animal. Now, v'av b'shin tekrev is avodah zarah shalachol b'tein lo'im latir banon. Now, although the sacrifice of idolatry of food items, they're not b'tein lo'im, then they can never be nullified. Latir banon, although other things could be nullified, the sacrifice cannot be nullified, latir banon, to permit it to have benefit from it. But in batla, if it was nullified, which is a different ways of nullifying by invalidating it, hadezu suffik l'tum, it's still a suffik regarding the laws of Tumah, which are only rabbinic, and therefore it would be a suffik, what the halacha would be. Now, that's regarding food items and beverages. Aval kli shu tekrivus avodah zarah shebitla, but regarding a vessel, which was used in the sacrifice of an idol that was nullified, that actually will be tar. And mechina avodah zarah misham shero shebitla, so too the idol itself, and the accessories, if it was nullified, tar, and they are going to be tar. Lachaches, yayin shu nesnasach avodah zarah. Now, the wine that was poured as a libation for the idol, Metama odem akin b'maga contaminates a person and vessels when it's touched, uklichas ba'aver, and an earthenware vessel in its ear space, and they contaminate them by touching them. Umetama odem b'masik and avela, it contaminates a person by even just carrying it, like it is the halachas of carrying a dead animal. V'tumasa b'gizayis, and it's tumah the size of an olive. Kishnem, it says in the pasuk in Devarim, ashachilu b'zabachim yechelu, says that the fats of their sacrifices they're going to eat, yishtu yein nesicham, they're going to drink the wine of their libations, which you see in this pasuk, you see the wine of the libations is like the fats of their sacrifice. So you see that the yain nesach is compared to the tekrevis of avodah zarah. Now, the ein matamei tumezu eli yain shenisnasach biyod lefnei avodah zarah. However, this tumah is only going to be by wine that was poured by hand, with the hands shaking it around, in front of the avodah zarah. But regarding the generic wine of Gentiles, that we don't know if he's using that type of service, that only contaminates a lighter level of tumah. Kashar kol mashkin tumah, like all other tummy beverages, not having this halacha of specifically of tekrevis of avodah zarah. Halacha Tess discusses the parameters of the primary and the secondary categories of tumah. So mikol adam should be on the mitchil sefer. So it says the Rambam, from all the things that we spoke about in the beginning of this sefer of Tahara, the book of purity, which discussed the laws of impurity of tumah, ad kana, until this point, at the moment you learn as follows: shavas atumas, the primary categories of tumah, mehem avishal tara, some of them are primary categories biblically, mehem avishal tara, and some of them are primary categories from rabbinic law. Halacha yud, kolam is tameh machmas avishal tara, whatever becomes tameh from a biblical av, harei vlad tumah shal tara. So that next one that's in transmission becomes a derivative of tumah from biblical law. Whatever becomes tummy from a rabbinic av, so that becomes a rabbinic derivative. Halacha Yid Aleph continues regarding halacha of chiburim, of things that are connected as it relates to the transmission of tumah. So kol av tumah, so any primary category of tumah, shemitama b'maga, which it contaminates with touch, vein mitama b'masa, but does not contaminate by carrying it, for example, let's say by sheretz, whether it's a biblical av or a rabbinic av, a person who touches that av, does not contaminate garments, even at the time that he's touching the source of the tumah. Neither does it contaminate a person or earthenware vessels. Although he did not separate yet from the source of the tumah, so you have an av over here. This person is touching the av, the garment that he's touching, or a person or earthenware vessel. Even though he didn't separate from the source of the tumah, we do not consider him as the same thing as the tumah that he's connected to, which is kol chiburim, which that's an av. You don't say he's also like an extension of that av and contaminating things that could only come tummy from an av, like Adam or Klicheres. No, he does not contaminate them because he's connected to the source of the tumah. Regarding things that do not contaminate b'masa. Now, Behine said, behold, so in these types of tumas, whether he already separated from the source of the tumah or before he separated, so he is like a derivative which contaminates food items, because food items could become makes them the shenlut tumah. Neshurishin because it's rishin, but he's not an av, although he's connected to it for these categories of tumah. So therefore, adam like lichares only can become tumah from an av. He's not able to contaminate them, and neither does he have the halacha that the garments that he's wearing also becomes that same halacha of coming tumah from the thing that he's touching. The halacha is base, but in contrast, v'cholav tumah. Any primary category of tumah, shemetame b'magu u'b'masa, that it contaminates not only by touch but also by caring, and that's b'nav shel Torah, b'nav shel Debrim, whether it's a biblical or rabbinical av. Adam hanageya boy, or hanoisa, then the person who touches that source of avatam or carries it, mitame b'god m'shas magoi u'b'shas nasiyasi, it's automatically going to contaminate his garments that he has when he's touching it or carrying it, that source of tumah. V'isa isa m'rishon tumah, and then hence, and this is the chiddush of that halacha, it's as if those garments themselves touch the avatama, making the garment, not to shenik, because you have the av, then the person, and then the garments that he's wearing or touching. No, that garment becomes a rishon tumah. And the chenim noga b'chol, and so he's touching food items. Asam rishon, he makes them into a first level, cause much like perish memetamav, as long as he's not disconnected from the thing that's being metamim. Now, perish memetamav, the moment he disconnects from that which is metamim, oh, then Harehu Rishon L'Tumah L'Chodo. But then he's already, because that was a primary, and now he's one step lower. He's like a first degree. And therefore, Ein Metamei Gadon, therefore he cannot contaminate garments, because a Rishon cannot metamei garments, it could only metamei food items or beverages. Now, if he touches food items, Harehim Sheni, they become a second degree level of Tumah. Now, when we say this qualifications we just said, is B'Shor Kol Avos, regarding all other primary categories of Tumah. Chutz Min HaNevelos V'Amerikav, except for dead animals, and for that which a Zav rides on. Av Nevel of America, but regarding those two halachas of Nevel of America, Av Abisha Mitam Magma Masa, although they contaminate not just by touching, also by carrying. There, Hanegei Behen, if you touch them, Ein Mitam Magon Meshaz Magoi. It's not going to contaminate the garments that he's wearing when he's touching it. Vim Noga Bachalan, and if you touch food items, Harim Shein Otome, it's going to be a Shein, not a Rishon. Now, in contrast, that's only for those two, which it condemns the Magma Masa, but it's not going to have the halacha of what we said prior when you're touching the merkav and the nevela. But v'anoise, if he's carrying any one of these two, then metame begodim shas nasiyasi, and they actually will contaminate the garments at the time that he's carrying, because by carrying specifically the Torah wrote by them, then you have to wash your garments, which because then it has the halacha as if it touched the av. V'mnoga b'chol naturally perish, and if when he's carrying that tumah, he touched food items before he disconnected from that, then they're going to be rishon tumah, like we explained this in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, from the laws of Nevela, and from Hilchas Metam Mishkan Mashah, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, we spoke about the Halacha of Merkav Azav, that they're unique in the sense it depends if it's Maga or Masa, regarding if it's going to have this Halacha of connected to the source of tumah to make them into a rishon. Halacha Gimel, Mei Chatas, which is the water that's put onto the ashes of the Paraduma to spray on someone that became tumah from a dead person, if Sheyeshbim Kedei Azav, those waters have enough to spray, Af B'Shem can Nevela become Merkab, although these waters have the Halacha like a dead animal and like the Merkab. Shein Metam Begod Melo Noisim, that it does not contaminate the garments of the one who touches them only when he's carrying them. Hadei Hanegeya Behem, so whoever touches them, Metam Begod Meshas Maga, he contaminates the garments when he's touching. Even though, wait a second, I thought it's the same halacha, it's only because when you carry, not when you touch, still, it's going to have the halacha even when you touch it. Mishum naisa, because of carrying. What does that mean? You cannot touch water without causing it to move. And we already explained the halachas of Tumas Mes, Perek Alav, halacha Zayin, The halachas of carrying is whether you're carrying or whether you're causing it to move. Hasata is a subcategory of naisei. So therefore, although yes, essentially, technically, there is a difference between maga and masa, but that actually, in reality, it's not going to make any difference because every touch is actually causing it to move, which is the halacha of naisei. And mechena negeh b'tzem and avela, something would apply, let's say you touch the wool of a dead animal. Or shenoga b'nimei amerka, but let's say you touch the threads of something that a zav rides on. It's going to contaminate his garments when he's touching it because of caring. Why? What do you mean caring? I'm not caring, just touching. No. You cannot touch these things, which are very light. You can't touch around that, causing it to move. And that's like as if you carried it. And hence it has the halacha of nisi. It will contaminate his garments, actually perish, until he doesn't separate. Like the one who carries them. Halacha yadalt. Someone swallows the dead carcass of a kosher bird. So, at the time when he's swallowing it, it contaminates his garments. Like we already explained this, and they are considered a rishon l'tuma. Because it's the same halacha, like we said in the prior halachas of like masa, it's like it contaminates the garments when he's becoming tummy from swallowing it. Because he's connected to it at that time. Same thing would be, let's say he's touching food items at that same moment when he's swallowing it. Not a sheni. Now, but after he already swallowed, he's a pirish b'matamav. So already separated from that which is contaminating him. Now he's not like an av or connected to the av anymore. Now he's like a rishon. Then he would only be able to make things into a sheni. Look at Zvav. Hasaydev par adumav. The one who burns the red heifer, we see him on the straw from all the he goats that have to be burnt in the avoda, certain karbanas. Someone sends the he goat off the cliff on Yom Kippurim. Although during when they're doing these activities of these karbanas, it contaminates the person's garments. Kamesh Brown explained this already in Hilchas Paradum and Perek Vavalacha Aleph. But if they touch food items, even when they're doing this, which seemingly we were connecting those two, like the halacha of that if it's contaminating the garments, you're the type of person, like with masa, that then it's also going to contaminate that which is you're touching at the same time. No, in these halachas, it's not related, and it's actually going to be a shein l'tumah, it's not going to be a rishon l'tumah. Look at the Zion. Continues regarding when this tumah in a purifying mikvah. If someone touches one of the primary categories of tumah, hamushlich, that's thrown b'techa mikvah, in the purifying waters. For example, nevela, let's say a dead animal in the mikvah, a sheretz, or one of the eight crawling creatures that are dead over there, a mishkav, or a bed from a zav, shub b'mikvah, that's in the mikvah, but nogaman, he touched it, and it is a tummy, it becomes tummy. Shlomo actually says a positive yukra. It says, ach, however, mayon, a spring, ubar in a pit, mikvah mayon of gathered waters. Yitar is going to be pure, but when it says, when the gabin of lost mitmah, whoever touches in its nevel is going to become tummy. To tell you that a filik shem betecha mikvah, tummy, even when it's in the mikvah, it's going to make a person tummy. Ukshialim in the mikvah, zeh hanager. But when this one who touched it comes out of the mikvah, then yitar is going to be pure if he had separated from the tumah when he was totally into the water, which parenthetically, Rambam is actually telling us a big halacha that whoever tables does not become tar until it actually becomes out of the mikvah. But as long as he's in the mikvah, he actually retains his tumah. It's actually the coming out that makes him tar. So here, although he was tummy inside, but the purification when you come out, and when you come out, you're not connected anymore, then they'll be tar. Now, v'hanoisin, whoever carries them, mitam begadim, b'shas nesiasim, will also contaminate his garments when he's carrying them. And b'mnoga b'chel machalei perish, if he touched food items until he didn't disconnect, even in the mikvah, ha'dem rishon tumah, then it's going to be rishon tumah, commercial around, like we explained, it's all the same. V'chein zav, so too a zav, shadaras al mishkav, that he pushed his body weight on the bed, shumunich b'mikvah, that's placed in the mikvah, ha'dem mishkav tumah, so the bed is tumah. Now, k'shayal mishkav in the mikvah, when you take the bed out of the mikvah, then yitra, it's going to be purified, shadei also like tefillah, because the tefillah is effective for it, because although it's tumah in the mikvah, the purification was actually when it comes out of the mikvah. Now, v'zehan agiyah b'mishkav k'shub b'mikvah, whoever touches the bed when it's in the mikvah, in pasha yodav and agiyah chuz b'mikvah, if at the same time he stretches his hand out and he touches out what's out of the mikvah, harizim b'tam b'godim, so that's going to contaminate garments, and b'in tzorach lemish b'tam b'chal mashkim, we don't have to say that it contaminates food items and beverages, again, because he's connected to the source of the tumah, and he, just like any mishkav, that it contaminates through the chibur of extension, this person, again, in the mikvah is going to be the same thing until, again, he comes out totally unconnected from the mikvah, and then he has a purification that way.